Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Get it together. Here it is, hump day Wednesday, middle of the week. I don't know if y'all was ready for it to be in the middle of the week the way I was. You know, I'm like, wow. Here it was. We was just talking about Power Monday here. Smack dab, boom, middle of the week. So we are heading towards a longer weekend. Not a long weekend, but a 3-day. I'll take it. I don't know about y'all, but I would take it. I will take it. And I'm ready. But tonight, let's deal with the matter at hand. The interesting ways that people mark their territory. The interesting ways that people mark their territory. The interesting ways people mark their territory. Yo, you're mine, and you'll find it. I'm going to make sure they hear the sunshine and it won't shine for nobody else. I go for self. I make sure that I'm collecting this for my wealth. Yo, you belong to me. That belongs to me, too. And don't act like it don't, because it do. And I'm going to make sure that nobody else come around. And if they do, it's going to be a problem. Now, that's what we talk about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Man, how y'all feeling, man? I feel like a real man should. And I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, the interesting ways that people mark their territory. Have you ever had your territory marked by somebody else and you didn't even know it? It could have happened in a variety of ways that you were unaware of when you were growing up. You may have been marked as somebody else's territory without having any prior knowledge of it. Like, if anybody has ever told everybody that you and them went together, or that you and them were talking, or that you and them were an item of some type, interest level, whatever. You know, if you were just being friendly with somebody, exchanging numbers with somebody, walking home with somebody, maybe even just, you know, exchanging pleasantries in the halls with somebody, and they made sure they went around and told everybody else to leave you alone because you were the apple of their eye, because you were who they had their eye on, and you were the target, and nobody else better not come and mess up the scene that they set. That in of itself pretty much marked their territory, or marked you as being the territory of somebody else, and you didn't even know about it. And you may not have found out about it until somebody tipped you off. I didn't know you and somebody else was seeing each other. I didn't know that you and such was going together. I didn't know that blah, 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 or let me leave you alone because you belong to somebody else. And you might have been like if it was somebody that you were in agreement with, you may have said, oh, okay, all right, oh. He or she done already told everybody that that we like that. If you were in agreement with it, you probably were good. But in a situation where you were like, wait a minute, you didn't ask my permission, you know, for us to be together. You didn't ask for my hand in boyfriend and girlfriendship. You didn't tip me off. Maybe you weren't even all the way interested in somebody, and they already done came through and put their stamp on you. Little did you know. So it can go one way or another, but nonetheless, this is the way that somebody marked their territory. And it's an interesting way to do it. It's actually a common way to do it. Somebody might have done this to you when you weren't even old enough to be going with nobody, seeing nobody. Somebody might have done that while you were in the second grade. Here you are, 7 years old, and somebody running around, you know, the people cubby holes talking about something. Nobody better not mess around with Tina, because Tina, my girl, that's my girlfriend, and nobody better not put their hands on her. Nobody better not talk mean to her or nothing. Or nobody better not try to carry her book. Nobody better not try to put their coat in her cubby hole. Her cubby hole is my cubby hole. That's our cubby. Hey, first of all, children get possessive at a very young age. Sometimes they get it from adults. Sometimes it just seems like it's instinctive. But you know how jealous children can be of people's time and attention. We know how animals can be. And, you know, speaking of animals, we are more than familiar of the ways or familiar with the ways that animals mark their territory. We know how dogs do it. We know how cats do it. We may know how other animals do it, but we know that they mark their territory and they get the sniffing to make sure or to find out if somebody else has been around you. You know, when you come home, if you have a dog or a cat, you know, they be giving you the... Dogs are outright with it. If you don't really know how cats are, you don't know what a cat is sniffing for. But I know if I've been around another cat, I know Chris will be like all on the pants leg. Sometimes she get all excited like, yo, who in them pants? You know, they can't control their instincts. We're supposed to be able to control ours. But nonetheless, when your territory is marked, it's marked. And 9 times out of 10, it's done on purpose. Animals mark their territory on purpose. When you go to pet a strange cat or whatever, and they are whipping their tail around you and encircling your pants, you know, your ankles and stuff like that, and they're touching you, they are marking you. Like, they're marking you as a familiar place and a safe place. So if their eyes fail them one day, their nose won't. So marking territory is a common thing that's done amongst living species. Now, I'm not familiar with how all animals mark their territories. Let's say fish, maybe a whale, maybe we might be familiar with how whales mark their territory because, you know, many whales give off a fluid of some type. But I have to say, I don't know how that affects how aquatic life can mark territory underwater and for it to stay that way. I don't know. But we know that animals do mark their territories. And so I would imagine that whether it's fish or let me see. Let's have a look-see. My people. Let's see how fish mark their territories. Do fish have a way of marking their territory? It says here, how do fish defend their territory? A fish will define a territory by engaging in warning behavior, such as flashing, dancing, and extending gills and fins, and physically charge, and even direct water movement at arrival. Engaging in warning behavior, such as flashing, dancing, and extending gills and fins, and physically charge, and even direct water movement at arrival. Wow. Well, fish territory, in other words, defended areas are generally ruled by a single individual or by breeding pairs. The guarded resource may include food, shelter, sexual partner, or offspring, while protecting their regions. Fish often display aggressive behavior against their intruders. So, from reading this, I guess that marking your territory and defending your territory kind of go together. I wasn't thinking in that way. But it makes sense. It makes sense. Let me see, what about whales? How do whales mark their territory?
Your some information for whale defense mechanisms. According to Harbor Breeze Cruises, well, whales protect their young similarly to how they'd protect themselves, by traveling in pods. Again, by traveling in numbers, whales make it harder for sharks or orcas to target a specific member. If they feel threatened, though, whales will form a circle with their head facing inward, tail facing out.
If they feel threatened, though, whales will form a circle with their head facing inward and tail facing out. So you'll see their fin, their tail, out of the water with their head down. So I wonder if they are defending themselves against humans or against other aquatic life, or both. Nonetheless, so you see this marking territory, defending your territory thing is a big deal. It's very consistent in life, whatever life we're talking about, human life, animal life, aquatic life. We know how bees and other bugs defend their territory. But I guess when we're talking about marking their territory, it might be a little bit different. Unless you look at like a spider as creating a web to mark their territory. I guess. And even bees, I guess when bees make a hive, they don't just go to any other hive. The hives that they belong to are the only ones that I would imagine that they deal with, huh? Maybe there's a certain smell about the hive or whatever. So, Care Bear says, marking your territory can be romantic or platonic. Friends mark their territory too. Yes, they do. So this is bigger than leaving something that belongs to you at somebody else's house to see if they move it or if it disappears or something like that. But we know that that's a common tactic in marking territory. But the way that people do it and the things that they may leave is what separates one person from another person. Let me see. What up, Care Bear? What up, Stacy White? What up, Carol Chamber, Lemmy Favorita, and my brother from another mother, Norris Hills, and back. Relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Good to see you back. And Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious, greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? See you, girl. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore, brother, girls, can't leave him alone. Good to see you. Norris says, stepping back when she gets a new boyfriend can be a challenge. Interesting. Interesting. Ansel says it's called player hating when you stop someone from talking. Not necessarily. It's only. I mean, that can be a way of player hating, but if you stopping somebody else from talking to yours, I don't know if that's player hate. I don't know about that. But Nara says, what's worse is making a permanent solution to a temporary situation. Or trying to. Marking your territory is a way of being nosy. I don't think we always call it that, but it is. Marking your territory is a way of being nosy. You are trying to find out who is coming around without you actually being there. Shoot. I'll never forget, man, back in the day, and this was a recent back in the day. When I'm talking about this back in the day, I'm talking about within the last 10 years. I had a friend who didn't trust his wife. His wife was considerably younger than him, maybe by about 13, somewhere between 13 and 15 years. She was younger than him. Like he was in fact to the point where he thought that as soon as he left his house, that she would bring another man into his house, into his bedroom. I guess without even worrying about him coming back and catching. That was, I remember thinking, damn, my man is in a bad place. He's in a bad place. He's in a very hellish environment, mentally and emotionally. And I'm listening to, he's like, listen, oh, you like, you can hear them. He's like, you know how somebody try to convince you that you're hearing something or seeing something that you're not? I'm looking at him like, and I'm listening to this recording like, first of all, he let me listen to it first by myself without him around. So I'm listening to it and I'm like, what am I supposed to be hearing? He said, you can hear them talking. First of all, you can hear him, you can hear her bring him in. And then I'm like, maybe I hear the TV, but that's it. But I recognize where he was in his emotional world. So I was like, oh, okay. I couldn't co-sign it because it was ridiculous. But I could co-sign him. You understand what I mean? I couldn't co-sign it, but I could co-sign him. And I was like, damn. So when I listened to it by myself and I didn't hear what I was supposed to hear, he listened to it with me. Like, look, you hear this part and you hear this and then blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so you mean to tell me they don't think that you're home, but they're going to be in there whispering, but talking just loud enough so this recording device under the bed can hear over the TV. That's what he did to Marcus Territory, bottom line. That's what he did to Marcus Territory, and that's what he felt like he had to do. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-A-Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Today, on this hump day Wednesday, we are talking about the interesting ways that people mark thick territory. Interesting ways that people mark thick territory. Interesting ways that people mark thick territory. Interesting ways. People mark their territory. Interesting way that they mark their territory. It gets kind of scary. Dressed up like a horror movie, kind of gory. You can't account for the insecurities that somebody feels or the when they just feel the love. And they can't trust your ass because she does the shit before. Anna is over and high above. The way that they would like to be feeling right now. They can't trust you then. They can't trust you now. But you're going to have to get to that bag. You ain't trying to have them feel bad. But sometimes that's how it be. This is a secret just between you and me. You might not share how somebody marks their territory. They all scared and kind of prepared to make a move on ya. If they had to warn ya that this is upon ya. I don't want no other man coming around my kids. You understand, baby? I said, I don't want no other man coming around my kids. You understand what I'm saying, baby? I don't want no other man coming around my bitch. You understand, baby? I don't want none of other bitches coming around my kids. Don't let her do my hair. Don't let her buy my daughter a dress. Don't let her do the hair. Don't let nobody buy my... My daughter a trick. All right, let's get with it. What y'all know, man? What you know? Okay, Stacey White says something, sometime maybe blocking, okay. And Carol says, sounds like both. Okay, Nara says, playing rebound is a good thing. Okay, Caribbean says, people who like you from social media love to mark their territory. You think they don't? People on social media be marking their territory. Put like a little questionable comment on one of your posts or respond to you. Let everybody know. Man, I've had people put weird shit on my page or comments or you know, responses to comments that I've made. Shit like, oh yeah, yours is the only comment on here that matters. And I'm like, I see what just happened here. But see, I'm the type that will delete a comment. Like, no, we're not doing that. I will delete a comment. I will hide a comment. I will block, delete a person. I will get you up out of here if I realize, if I see that you are trying to, you know, stake a claim that you don't have. You know what I mean? You're trying to lay claim that, nah, this ain't you. I understand. I appreciate your admiration, but we're not doing that. We ain't doing it. No, no. But yeah. Yeah, people will mark their territory on social media. You know what I mean? Shoot. People have done all kinds of crazy things on social media. Go down your timeline and see whoever whoever responds to your post. You know what I mean? Sometimes they will contact them. Oh yeah, how do you know such and such? How do you, you know, y'all friends, and do you know that he or she has a good, people get trifling. And sometimes these are people you ain't met yet. That's the crazy part. Sometimes these are people who you haven't met. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. But yeah, social media is a place where you can get to know who knows somebody else, whether they really know them or if they only computerized know them. But you can see, or if you made me feel more secure, then I wouldn't have to take a tour through your drawer and see what I can find. Let me see what's under these drawers and socks. Yo, I got it on lock. You supposed to be mine. I'm supposed to be yours, but you ain't act like it no more. So I got to do what I got to do, find out where my heart is, the part is. I don't really want to do this shit, but you making me have to do this shit. I wouldn't do it if you ain't make me do it. I wouldn't do it if you ain't make me do it, Omar. Wouldn't do it if you ain't make me do it, Omar. Like, your whole suspicion made you do it. Somehow your whole historical relationship makeup made you do it. Don't put it on me. Don't put it on me, baby. Anyway, let's go. So I see what y'all... So what are the interesting ways, what are some of the more unconventional ways that you have known for people to mark their territory? We know about leaving things over people's houses. And, you know, I think that's interesting how people mark their territory that way. Because y'all might not even be like that yet. But you going to make sure they have some explaining to do. Well, how you explain that? What's that? What it is? So, the heart knows no timeline or logic of what it's supposed to do. Your heart will tell you, like, shit. Stuff your drawers right under these covers. Between the sheets, under the pillows, you know what I mean? Just in enough time to, you know what I mean? Put something in the medicine cabinet. Throw something in the medicine cabinet. You know, people look in your medicine cabinet when they come over your crib. They can't help it. That's actually something that I don't do. But that's me. That's me. Other people do that shit. So that's why I say that marking your territory is also a form of being nosy. All right, let me see. No, I said, or should I say staying in a free agent? Staying a free agent, my bad. Stacey says cats mark their territory. Absolutely. That's why with a boy cat, you got to get that motherfucker fixed. He'll be marking his territory and stinking up your shit. But females mark their territory the same way that males do, just not as much and not as strong. Or it says snooping in somebody's phone is another way. Yeah. Carol says, sounds like paranoia, just saying. Oh, yeah, my man's, he was in a bad place. He really was. He was in a bad place. I couldn't do nothing for him. And, you know, I hadn't even known him that long. That was the crazy part. This wasn't my boy from back in the day. This ain't even somebody I ever hung out with. This was a coworker. That was the crazy part. This was somebody I worked with. So you know how much in emotional turmoil you have to be to trust somebody that you knew at work, that you only know from the job, with private things about your not your girl, not some chick that you messing around with, but your whole wife. Y'all, man, listen. Care Bear says he shouldn't have had to mark his territory because she was already his wife. She was definitely his wife, but was it his woman? That's the question that I imagine he was having to ask himself. Yeah, she's my wife, but is she my woman? My woman. My woman. Stacey White says, if you don't have trust in a relationship, you don't have nothing. Some people say, yeah. Some people say, yeah. We'll get to the trust later. Right now, I got the love. But people marry people that they don't trust all the time. People go with people that they don't trust all the time. But when we talk about marking your territory, they will leave things or mark their territory in a way to see where their trust lies. Some people convince themselves that they can't trust somebody. And that's kind of part of the reason why they're marking their territory in the first place. I saw an interesting meme yesterday. Was it yesterday? I saw an interesting meme. It said, I'm actually single, but I play girlfriend with a liar every now and then. I thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting. And I thought it was very revealing. Like, people know what they're getting into. You know who you're dealing with when you're dealing with somebody. Shoot. Even if you don't know exactly what they're doing, you know how they make you feel. You know. But there are levels to this. And some people are comfortable with it being on a certain level. Then other people are being on that similar level. Like, I can't tell you how to feel comfortable with your feelings. And I can't tell you how to mark your territory. But I can tell you how to identify when territory has been marked against you or when you're doing it to somebody else. I can do that. Stacey White says, why would you marry somebody that you can't trust? Because you love them. And you might trust them in some ways, just not in all the ways that you would like to. But it happens every day. People marry for money. Do they trust the person? If you marry somebody just for their money, do you even care about trust? You getting that bag. Getting that bag. All right. Narcissist. Hold on. You know it's bad when inner voices sound too real. Woo-wee! Care Bear says, Carol, people on social media will mark their territory by making comments that implies that they know the person or are messing around with the person. You ain't never done lied, boy. You ain't never done lied. Care Bear says, meanwhile, most times they only know you from DMs. They sliding in the people. Sliding in people DMs. They sliding. Look at them sliding in the DMs. They slide. They, why you sliding in there? Carol says, Omar, some people think that your friendship is more than that. There's some strange folks out there. Yeah. When you mark your territory, you are essentially telling everybody else to step the fuck back. You are not welcome around here. This my shit. Don't jump over my gate in order to get to the next house. Don't walk on my grass in order to take a shortcut into the backyard. Don't do that. You see this no trespassing sign? That's what it means. Don't trespass. Don't walk on my shit. This is mine. You can only trespass on somebody else's property. You have to be well aware that it does not belong to you. And you're not welcome to it. Unfortunately, we try to do this with people. This person is mine. And wherever they are, is where I'm supposed to be, not you. My late great stepdad always said, a scared man can't gamble and a jealous man can't work. A scared man can't gamble and a jealous man can't work, Omar. 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 And he was right. He told me that shit when I was like 12 or 13. It hit hard. I was like, why wouldn't a jealous man be able to work? Later on, I understood. Because he's going to be too busy calling home all day. Oh, I got to step away from the blah, blah, blah. You off the job site. This is way before cell phones was a regular thing. We talking about in the 70s and the 80s and shit. Where you had to go get on the payphone. You going on the payphone to see if your woman is at home, and she better be at home when you call her. I ain't trying to hear that you went to the store or you was in the basement washing clothes. No, when I call that phone, you answer that phone, or I'ma bring my ass home. When I call the phone, you answer the phone, or I'm jumping in the car and take my ass home. When I phone, answer the phone, or I'm jumping in the car and take my ass home. When I call the phone, you answer the phone. If you don't answer the phone, baby, I'm coming home, be here in just about 10, 15 minutes, even though I'm an hour away. Hey, I'm a dead kid fast before somebody else be able to take off the clothes and get in that ass. I'm stopping all foes. I ain't playing with none of y'all hoes. And that's even whether I got one girl, two girls, three girls, three, four, five wives. I'm going to be in all of their lives. Nobody better come around. A scared man can't gamble because he's going to be too busy worrying about the money that he's losing. And a jealous man can't work because he can't concentrate on the money he's supposed to be making because he's too busy worrying about his wife at home taking off her clothes, getting the titty sucked in the ass, getting pumped. Your man ain't going to be home till like 4, 5 o'clock. I'm your baby tonight. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your baby. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We talk about the interesting ways that people mark their territory. What you know? What you know? All right. Carrie says, Lord, I've been contacted on and off social media. It's wild because I don't have breadcrumbs leading to who I'm messing around with. So this broad's out in these streets fishing. Stacey White says, I do not snoop or do nobody's nobody's phone or timeline because you might find something that you don't want to find. Again, if you ain't got trust, you have nothing. I know, it says, I use a password for unlocking just because. Oh, yeah. Carol says, hey, Norris, funny. I don't do that with my phone. I guess I'm just not that comfortable doing it by I guess I should. Okay. Mia says, I have a peer at work and we are just friends at work. Never broke bread outside of work, and her girlfriend saw us having lunch together one day, and she had a fit like, Mia, this is my friend. You are my friend. Stacey White says, I am waiting on God because I gotta be with somebody that trusts me and I trust them, and that's fear. That fear is God just like I do. Good luck. That's what's up. Mia Cunningham says, friends get crazy over friends, and don't let it be a work husband or work wife. Lord, folks get crazy over people that don't belong to them. Well, if it's your work wife or your work husband, don't they kind of belong to you? How a work husband or a work wife don't claim their territory over you? Shit. The work spouses I know be claiming territory. They troublemakers, if you ask me. They troublemakers, if you ask me. Ansel Jones says, it's uncomfortable when someone asks, How do you know that person? Oh, man. Stacey White says, I can't mark my territory. That draws them closer to my territory. Okay. Mia says, you can definitely love someone and not trust them. Absolutely. Your heart don't give a fuck about who you trust. That's your mind needing to trust. Your heart is like, I don't give a fuck if they acting shady or not. Call them. No, I'm not calling them. I'm waiting for them to call me. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be chasing behind this nigga. I ain't going to be giving this bitch all my time. I ain't going to be sweating these motherfuckers. Your heart be like, I don't give a fuck about your pride and your ego and who you don't want to call and who you don't want to look like you all Joe with. I don't give a fuck about none of that. What you gonna do is you gonna pick up this motherfucking phone, and if you gonna call them, and if they don't answer, you gonna leave a message. And if leaving a message don't do you good enough, then you gonna text them. And if they take too long to text you back, call you back or whatever, you might take a little ride to where you know they be. That's what you might do. And you might sit outside their crib for a little while, or they job, or whatever, you know, just do a little drive-by. You was in the neighborhood. Yeah, I know you had to put on your, you had to, you know, take off your pajamas, put on something to go outside in the day of the winter and with the snow on the ground, but you just happen to be in the neighborhood. That's what your heart is telling you. You just happen to be in a fucking neighborhood, and you're about to go get in the neighborhood right now to make sure that they're okay. It's a safety thing. You have to make sure they're all right. You have to make sure they're all right. They could be in a lot of trouble. They didn't answer their phone. After you swallowed your pride and called them for the 20th time today. Your heart don't give a fuck about your ego, your pride. Yeah, well, I always got to call him. He'll never call me. Yeah, man, I be hitting shorty up and she don't be calling me back. You know, she don't act like she. Yeah, your heart be like, so the fuck what? Everybody is busy every now and then. Be a little understanding. Go over to where they at. You know they go to happy hour on Thursdays. You go there too. You just happen to be in the neighborhood. You was thirsty. Or they had really great mozzarella sticks here. You heard all about them. They're award winning. Oh, they don't sell mozzarella sticks here? I don't know. I could have sworn online. Let me check this again. Oh, turns out they have an award-winning burger. Let me get the burger. I don't know. You come here? Happy hour? You drinking? You drinking? I don't know. Maybe get another round. That's what your heart say. Give a fuck about your ego, your trust level. Nobody ask you about that shit. You know what I mean? Your heart is like, I want to be next to you. Now. Right now. This motherfucking mind over here, his ego and his pride telling him not to wash your face, your ass, and get dressed and go out in this blizzard right now, you know, to make sure that Make sure your peoples ain't in no trouble. Just because it's 3-4 in the morning. Evidently, your pride, ego, and your head, they don't seem to understand. They have no compassion. Well, I do. That's why I'm getting dressed right now. Make sure my baby is okay. So, look, man, me and the heart, we about to take care of our business. Ego, pride, and all that. Y'all stay the fuck here because y'all don't understand. And y'all, you know, we going out here in this blizzard because they might be in trouble. And the heart knows how to use a jack and change a tire and fix a car on the road. Y'all motherfuckers don't know how to do shit. Oh, well, it's a good thing I went out. It's a good thing I went all right. I went out. Yeah, they was a little disturbed. They was a little pissed off, you know, me knocking on the door, ringing the bell and all of that. But, you know, we understand each other now. Ah, man. And so Joe says, why did Donnell Jones "Where I Wanna Be" pop in my head? It's a great song. Where I wanna be. Yeah. Tony Hand says Donnell Jones didn't want to be home. He wanted to play around before deciding he wanted to be home. Me says I hate and love that song at the same time. Oh man, All right, we getting somewhere here. The interesting ways that people mark their territory. The interesting ways, baby. You know what I mean? Anybody you ever mess around with ever give you a phone? I'm gonna tell y'all cheaters out there. Y'all cheaters with iPhones. If she give you a pair of iBuds, what they call them? iPod. No. AirPods? If she give you a pair of AirPods, that's your ass. She gonna know wherever those AirPods are. You, he or she, whatever. They got you. You know. iPhone is the surveillance phone. Follow you everywhere you go. One thing is for sure. Whoever made iPhone definitely did it from the heart. That was a territory marking ass developer right there. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says some people just have childish ways. They haven't grown up yet. I'm just saying. Yep. Or, you know, adults ain't nothing but children that were supposed to have grown up. Everybody don't reach the same point at the same time. Nora says the ones that find cubby holes at work do the nasty or funny. Yeah. 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 People who have sex at work are interesting. They some wet wipe carrying around ass niggas. Wet wipe carrying around ass niggas. Yeah, yeah, I got me a pack of Huggies, a pack of Loves. You know, just to be sanitary, you know, in the pandemic era. Pandemic era, you've been doing this shit since 97. I'm just saying. I was already conscious of germs. I had to clean up the baby, clean up the baby, clean up the baby, clean up the baby. Have a little sex, clean up the baby. Have a little love, clean up the baby. Do a little nest, clean up the baby. Click, 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 clean up the baby. Care Bear says, those crazy things are that's crazy bum shit. Mia says, of course, if you don't answer, that means you want me to come check on you. What else can it be? What else can it be? She's in trouble. Yahoo! Omar to the rescue. Omar Zan. Where the fuck was Spider-Man attaching his web to when he would be just like swinging down the street? Like where's your ain't no ceiling outside. I guess we wasn't supposed to ask that. All right. No, it says, or don't want a video chat when you call. Nora says every other word is yeah, okay. Nora says, wait a minute. That's a DC line. That's needed. This is the heart wants what it wants. Point blank period. Yep. Try to hear all that bullshit, that all that logical bullshit. Fuck out of here. Fuck you, pride. Fuck you, ego. The hell with you, mind. Fuck all y'all. All y'all. Carol says, so she really wasn't a damsel in distress, huh?
Hey, you never know, Carol. I would rather go out and be sure than to assume that everything was okay and she could be out there hurt. She was hurt. She could have been hurting. I care.
No, I said, I'm shutting it down if she insists on sharing an Apple account. I'm partial to carrying a sanitizer, an extra napkin. You never know when an emergency might pop up. Caveman says he was attaching his webs to buildings and bricks. How?
You listen on the Spider-Man cartoon. He's swinging right down in the middle of the street. Where? You know what I mean? Like, look, I might not have been an expert in math. I know you can't. No. If you got it attached to the side, you can't swing down the middle. It ain't going to. Nah. He was holding the joint like this. I don't know, y'all. Look, we about to get him up out of here. I mean, we could have gone so many different ways with the exploration of how people mark their territory, but I know y'all get it. You know what I mean? I ain't going to get all up into your business and all of that. And you ain't got to get up into nobody else's. We've all had experiences, so we all know different ways that we have marked people's marked our territories. People have marked them territories against us. Now, what makes the difference? And what separates or bonds us all together is whether we were in agreement with the techniques that were employed to mark the territory against us or for us or to us. Because if y'all are in agreement, ain't no problem. If y'all ain't in agreement, if y'all ain't really together, then you're going to take offense. But just like, Stacey talks so much about trust. Yeah. If trust is definitely a requirement for you and that's what you need in order to feel comfortable, then you need to be on the same page with